Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm lying cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow. So I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it. Do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
to a special of After the TLC and Stairs. Well, some pay-per-view, huh? But before we get on to the pay-per-view, I've been seeing and reading posters that people thought the pay-per-view sucks, it was no good. I guess my question to them is, the hell were they smoking? In my opinion, it was one of their best TLC pay-per-views that they'd done. Not saying it was the greatest pay-per-view of the year, but it was one of the greatest TLC pay-per-views that they'd done in a long time. That's just my opinion on that. And, of course, I'm glad the quality of the, you know, the matches of the card and stuff like that. I'm glad that went well. And just something that was right. Let's just put it that way. Let's see. Just overall, the pay-per-view was pretty good. I'm going to rate it later on during the show. But take a quick break, and we're going to get to the results and what I think, of my opinion, of the matches. So we will be right back. Team too, but I think like they working as a team and like in sync just proves it again that they are sync with each other. And it was good. It was a decent match, and the New Day did win. So whoever's idea was to put them together, and it is working, so just keep it going. I got the matches are not in order, but we're just going to talk about them. WWE Divas Championship match, AJ Lee, which could have been her last night in WWE. We just said it could have been, but if we know anything else about the situation, we'll let you know. AJ Lee versus Nikki Bella. It was at least a little bit better than Survivor Series and, you know, kind of the crap they pulled with it being not that long of a match. I think it was probably hairspray that was sprayed in AJ Lee's face, and Nikki Bella hit her finisher move and retained the title. So, yeah, although it was like a little bit over, you know, obstacles that AJ Lee had to overcome, but I guess it just wasn't enough. So it was a better match than it was the Survivor Series. So maybe, I think it went as long as it did, and maybe it could have been a little bit longer in my opinion, but I think it was good enough for it to be on the card. So next up, we're probably one of the reasons people are getting all pissed off all about and crying, whining, complaining, and bitching about. You have tables match with John Cena versus Seth Rollins. Cena loses. He will no longer be the number one contender for the WWE title. I like the way that the table match, it actually went a little bit better than I expected. Oh, God. I got the dog licking me. My dog, Mindy, everyone. Okay, I love you, too. Let me finish. I know she is. It was actually, although with the interference and all that, I did like the match, that the way it went, and like how can I, like all the big interference and the big surprise of Roman Reigns came in and saved Cena, and Cena did win the match, but I was kind of expecting, like, Big Show, like, what? I was like, what, they're going to start a feud with them two until he faced Brock Lesnar? But they did mention earlier on, like, whoever was the number one contender was going to face Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, which now we know it'll be John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. So that's one match they got that's official so far. So, and we're going to talk about a little bit about the Royal Rumble later on. But, like I said, it was a good setup. It was a good return for Roman Reigns. And I thought he did kind of botch a little bit of his interview, but. Yeah. Oh, he did. Yeah. That I didn't know. He probably was saying that during the NXT pay-per-view. I couldn't even hear all that he was saying because there was a lot of stuff going on in the background. And, yeah, I need to start watching, like, NXT or some other shows, like, just in plain view that I don't have to hear nobody in the background or anything like that. So, like I said, I didn't even hear that. Third match, Big Show versus Eric Rowan, which was a surprise, and which a match I thought was probably going to suck because with them in the stairs and how these two big guys were going to use the stairs. So, not saying it was a great match, but it was better than I expected. Just like some of the ways that they did use the stairs, which was pretty.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Some of the things. Yeah, some of the ways that they did use the stairs. Right. So. And Big Show did win the match, although he had to hold the stairs on Eric Rowland for the win, the pin, which kind of shows that, you know, it could have went either way, like I was saying before. So this feud may not be over. Who knows? But I thought it was a good start for Eric Rowland if they're going to continue with his push, but as I'm kind of predicting right now, I'm on here, I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 5. So, let's move on. WWE Tag Team Championship match, The Usos versus The Miz and Daniel Mizdow. I apologize, I didn't see all of this match. Kind of missed it because of like doing other things and just doing other things in general. Just put it that way.
One-sided match with Miz doing all the moves
himself. Oh, he didn't tag in Miz Dow, I take it.
Miz Dow was not even involved enough. It was all pretty much a one-sided tag team match.
Sale,
it was
the expert service, a price,
Best Buy. A joke.
This is like I see. I didn't catch all of it. And no disrespect to them four competitors, I wasn't really paying attention. Only I caught like bits and pieces, but I do know the Usos did win by disqualification. The Miz and Mizdow, I guess they were leaving. The Miz put Mizdow in the way, and I think it was Jay that jumped on him. Then the Miz had grabbed his slammy, hit him with it. That drawed the disqualification. But I was right about the Miz and Miz I was going to retain either way. So for that, six for six. So I think this, the IC Championship ladder match, Intercontinental Championship ladder match, Dolph Ziggler versus Luke Harper, I think that's the only match that I got wrong. No, like, and I'm wearing a shirt for God's sakes, and I'm wearing a shirt for God's sakes, and I'm thinking he wasn't gonna win, but I did say don't be surprised if they do have Dolph Ziggler win this match. But they did announce that when they did announce him when they was doing like introductions, they did announce him in his whole town of Cleveland. They did do that, so. I guess the way just to push it up. Excuse me, y'all. But I did also say this match was going to steal the show, and this was one of the matches I said that was going to steal the show, and it did. They did. These two did make it interesting, and it was very good Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Now, I guess they were saying, like, after the match, like, stars were born with this. And just like, wow, it was a good match. Probably one of the top matches that can be, like, match of the night. But we'll get to that later. Dolph Ziggler did get cut, I think it was when Luke Harper used the ladder and hit the ladder and the rope and between however you can explain that, but Dolph Ziggler did cut, I guess the EMTs were there trying to wipe off the blood, as usual. But Dolph Ziggler waved them off and continued on with the match. I know some of y'all just get sick and tired of them trying to do that, like trying to wipe off the blood. And like some wrestlers just like, no, let's continue. Well, yeah, it does suck, but I guess, hey, that's how it is. Of course, Dolph Ziggler is the new Intercontinental Championship, champion. So he did get it back, and like I said, that was the only match that I was wrong on. But, just wow. But we'll get on to this match in a, probably back later on. And I think, okay. Chairs match, Kane versus Ryback. It could have been better. This match could have been better. Like, they did use the chairs, and certain moments they did with the chair was good. But, I don't know. It was just like something was not there. So, this match, it was okay, but it wasn't like as good as I expected. Oh, no, that wasn't what the problem was. I think the problem was is like they didn't make Ryback look strong enough. Well, they did hype him, but I think they just didn't make him strong enough in his match as they wanted. Well, you think that, and I just think that they just didn't strengthen him enough in his match. But I guess it all went even out. Ryback did win the match, and I did say he was going to win, so I was right about that one. We're not going to get to the main event, but we're going to talk about the United States Championship match first, kind of like the semi-main event. Rusev versus Drax Swagger for the U.S. title. The match went quick. Of course, like these two, like Code, you saw their matches at SummerSlam, which was pretty good, but this one particularly, you should have let, like, my thing is, Jack Swagger should have dominated most of the match. Rusev would have just came back and beat him, but it didn't go that way, and I expected it to go that way, and I think the match was too short. Should have went longer, in my opinion. But I did predict Rusev will retain the title, and he did, because Jack Swagger did pass out. So if they want to, like, have them continue on, they can do that. So they might continue this feud, but who knows. But if they are, then that's just the way to keep it going. Okay, now for the main event, this funny and delirious and crazy main event. TLC match, Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt. It went as we expected it to go, maybe even more. So they were saying these two would have stole the match at Survivor Series, and now they stole the show with this one, with this match. And I'm glad they did put this match as the main event, because I'm thinking it was going to be main event worthy. Although I said there would be a few matches that could have been main event worthy, like earlier on my prediction on my YouTube video. So, but anyways, it was back and forth, very good. And Bray Wyatt did end up winning the match. But then again, I know they had to make him look strong. And I think I was wrong on this match, too. So I was too wrong on some of these matches. I think I said Ambrose should win, but don't be surprised if Bray Wyatt does. If they wanted to continue on, but we'll see. But let's get to the overall of this pay-per-view. Overall of this pay-per-view, I will say it would be out of 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, I will say, well, it seems like you want to say something. You give it 8 or 8 out of 10? Okay, you probably got me beat because I gave it a 7.5 out of 10. Yeah, you probably did. That's probably what it was. So.
What am I supposed to tell you? I don't care, but here's one thing you don't tell. We're establishing a new product.
Oh, and then we just agree.
Yeah, it's just like, I was just telling people online, just like, it's not the pay-per-view of the year worthy type, but it was one of their best TLC pay-per-views they've done in a long time. Just the ones we've seen in a long time. Yeah, to me, this pay-per-view was better than the ones they had in a long time. So, match of the night, God, I had to give it to the main event, the TLC match. I had to give that the match of the night. Right, they did, and they, you know, they used it very well, and
like I said,
they could have used the stairs, but, you know, but they didn't, so, oh well. Exactly. Oh yeah, we used the barricade to beat up J&J security. Yeah, that was something different too, with them using the barricade and stuff like that. So yeah, that was good. Okay, check out our website, WrestleFanSpeakOut.com. Check out for like upcoming shows in our area and also around the world. As you're looking at every time you watch or listen to any show of WFSO Radio Network, you'll see videos of up-and-coming shows, not just like around the state of Wisconsin, but like almost everywhere around the world. If you got any shows that you want to plug in like during this broadcast, let us know. Get all of us on Facebook. You can follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to our videos on YouTube. And like I said, follow us on Twitter. And there will be no WFSO Aftermath show tomorrow, but it will return next Monday. And also, WFSO 2015 Awards. The voting will start January 3rd, and all mistakes that will happen last year will be corrected. So until then, along with Don, this is Artrell. Thanks for listening in, and y'all guys have a good night.